This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado got another $7.9 million from the federal government for its COVID-19 response. The money from FEMA paid for translation services and temporary staffing as the state continued to fight the pandemic. Altogether, the state has received more than $960 million for its COVID-19 response. The latest funding covers expenses from June through September. The state will submit a plan to the federal government for how it will spend remaining pandemic relief money. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The plan directs $132 million to tutoring, summer school, before and after school programs, and high-risk students. There's also money for more students to take part in career training. The bulk of federal relief dollars, however, is in the hands of individual school districts to decide how to spend. The state's K-12 relief plan needs federal approval before money is dispersed. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Voters will decide in November whether the state can provide $1,500 credits for low-income students to get after-school and summer education opportunities. Supporters have gathered enough signatures to put that on the ballot. Initiative 25 would be funded by a 5% sales tax increase on recreational marijuana. A man was attacked by a moose yesterday in Winter Park. The 62-year-old man was running with his dogs. A bull moose left a hoof-shaped cut on the back of his head. The dogs were not hurt. The man was taken to an emergency room and released yesterday afternoon. State wildlife officials say moose are dangerous and unpredictable. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.